Let's begin part two of our discussion of Bishul B'Shabbos, the second of six topics, as we mentioned last week. Last week we did just rules and regulations and principles and definition of Bishul and solids, liquids. Again, the sheet that you have in front of you is really for the second half of today's year. I apologize. I'll bring the first Marmon Kohlens for the first half next time. So, sources of heat. That is the second topic that I'm going to do. Sources of heat, which hopefully we'll get to the sources in front of you in the second half of this year. Sources of heat. Number one, we're going to go from the most chamor to the most kal. The most chamor to the most kal. H, fire. Cooking in fire on Shabbos, and this is our isa. Cooking in something that was heated by the fire. Is also an Isidar Isa. This is based on the Mishnah in Shabbos and Daf Lama Fes. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Yud Fes, Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shin Shaz Lavasha Baor, just like I'm not allowed to cook in fire, Kachas Lavasha Betoldosar. I'm not allowed to cook in something that was heated by the fire. But if something was heated by fire and I cook in that, that's also Isidar Isa. That's Toldos H. Toldos H, again, as long as it's still burning hot, as long as it's still Yad, so let this go. And therefore, putting a pot onto the fire and cooking it, obviously, is a problem. Putting on a faucet and cooking, the water is going to go into the pot, into the boiler, and it's going to get heated by the boiling hot boiler, which had a fire under it that's cooking in Toldos Eish, and therefore, that is Aser Adaraisa. Any type of fire, whether it's actual fire, whether it's electric fire, whether it's a radiator, any of that would be Aser Daraisa. Also, Aser, but this is now Darabanan, is one step lower. Toldos Chama. One is allowed to cook in the sun on Shabbos. That's Mutter. The sun is not the type of fire that one is Chaya for. If somebody puts something out on the sidewalk and, you know, gets cooked, you know, that is not cooking. But cooking in something that was heated by the sun, that's also Darabanan, because it could get confused with Toldos Eish. So Toldos Chama, something that was heated by the sun, is also Darabanan to cook in, Adu Toldos Eish, even though Chama itself is Mutter. The Gemara uses the Lashon, Yafek Koach HaBen Mikoach HaAv. Right? The son, S-O-N, is more Chamer than the father, right? S-U-N, right? In that case. But that's the Halacha to get. That's not going to get into it so much, but this is the main question. 50, 60 years ago already, and things might have changed in the science till now, of the Dud Shemesh. But the Dud Shemesh, which many people have in Israel for their hot water on top, is that Shemesh, is that Tolda Shemesh? Right? If it's Shemesh, so then it's Mutter. If it's Tolda Shemesh, if it's heated by something that was heated by the sun, that would be Aser Darabanan. So that's the issue of Dud Shemesh, which we're not going to get into right now. But that's cooking in fire. Fine. One step removed. Kli Rishon. Cooking in a Kli Rishon on Shabbos, a container. What's the definition of a Kli Rishon? A first container. A container that was cooked, that was used, heated, I should say. Heated or cooked on the fire. That's a Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon on the Eish is a pot on the fire. A hot water urn is a Kli Rishon. That's on the fire. It's connected. It's plugged in. Those are all Kli Rishons. Cooking in a Kli Rishon is the Vashel, even if the fire is no longer there. Even if I took the pot off of the fire, that's still cooking, as long as it's Yasa Ledesbo still, the Araisa. So if I put something that is uncooked, that is not cooked yet, into a boiling hot soup pot that was taken off the fire, so that could be Bishul da Araisa, right? If it was never cooked before, as we will see. That's the Shin Yud Ches. The Shulchan Aruch says this in Siftes, based on the Mishnah in Shabbos. Kli Rishon. Pirish, a klisha mishtamish po ala ish, a filu la achashe biru me ala ish, mevashel, calls masha yatsu ala dispo. La ficha, also iti metocha tavlin, you can't put spices that were not cooked yet into the pot. Because they were cooked already, we'll get to. But that is the halacha of Kli Rishon, also is usr. As long as it cools down, then it's not usr anymore. Once it's not yatsu ala dispo anymore, then it loses the status of Kli Rishon, and it becomes mutter. There is an exception. The Shulchan Aruch does say in Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud Beis, if I have a little bit of hot liquid in it, I'm going to put in a ton of cold. So it's all going to end up not hot. And I pour it in all at once, that's okay. If it's not going to be cooked, I'm pouring in a ton of yatzola and distilled water, it's all cold, then it would also be okay. That is not a problem of cooking. That is Eish Kli Rishon. Next step. Before you get to Kli Sheni, there's something in between. Iri Kli Rishon. Very Lamaisa. Very Lamaisa. Iri Kli Rishon. Pouring from the original Kli Rishon. We're going to get to Kli Sheni, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of minutes. And we're going to learn the principle and the reasons Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. For whatever reason, as we'll talk about soon. But what about Iri Kli Rishon? So I have it from the burning hot pot. I'm pouring it into another Kli. But before it hits the next Kli, if it hits the Kli, so then it's a Kli Sheni, and now putting something into there is cooking in a Kli Sheni. But what happens before it? What if I have a tea bag? I put a tea bag in a cup under the urn. And it's going to go straight from the urn onto the tea bag. Let's assume for now that a tea bag is not cooked and there's bishul when it comes to tea leaves. So that's called Irui Kli Rishon. Right? It's not in the Kli Rishon. I'm not putting it into the Kli Rishon. But it's not yet in the Kli Sheni. The water is going to hit the tea leaves before it goes into the, before it's sitting in the Kli Sheni. That's Irui. That's pouring out Irui Kli Rishon. So it's somewhere in between. It's less than a Kli Rishon, but more than a Kli Sheni. So what is the halacha? So Tosfos quotes 3 days in Maseches Shabbos, in Maseches Chulin. 3 days in the Rishonim. What the halacha is about Iri Kli Rishon. The reholds Iri is a Kli Rishon. Meaning until it becomes a Kli Sheni, you have to treat it like a Kli Rishon and it cooks the same exact amount. The Rashbam, Iri Kli Sheni. Once it leaves the environs and the walls of the Kli Rishon, it's no law, automatically. It's already out, and therefore it is Kli Sheni. We Paskin, the Ramon Yeradea Paskins, in the middle. It's Mevashel Kedei Klipa. Iri Kli Rishon is Mevashel, the outer layer of what you're pouring it onto. Mevashel Kedei Klipa. So if you're pouring it onto something that's not cooked, the outer layer is going to be cooked, and that's a problem. We'll get to where this could come up on my son. But that is what the Ramah says in Yeradei and Simin Sadi Beis. Iri is Mevashel Kedei Klipa, and we're machmir for this halakha. The Shulchan Aruch says this also here in Hilcha Shabbos, in Shin Yud Ches. Aser litein tefalin b'karo b'laros aleihem mikli rishon. Right? Because Iri Kli Rishon, Iri mikli rishon, kaimol andu mevashel kedei klipa, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'afil v'dievet aser amir lehed yaleh shalot nefsecha kibuah. So that is what we pass. So where does this come up? Where does this come up? So let's say pouring from a Kli Rishon onto, we're going to get into a ladle. We're going to get into ladles. But there's no ladle. What's the status of a ladle? Well, let's say I have a Kli Rishon. I have, a pot that had steak and gravy. And I take it off the pot and I'm going to pour it. I want some gravy onto my plate. So I'm going to pour it onto my plate. But there's coleslaw on my plate. And there's salad on my plate. And there's uncooked items on my plate. So if I pour directly from the Kli Rishon onto the uncooked items, that's a problem. Mevashel Kedei Klipa. That's Mevashel Kedei Klipa. And therefore, one has to be very careful about that, not to pour directly onto something that was not cooked. One example. Let's say somebody wants to warm up a baby bottle on Shabbos. Cold milk, so how do you warm it up? So one is allowed to put it directly under the urn and pour that water on it. Why? Mevashel Kedei Klipa. Yeah, what, you're cooking the plastic? The plastic of the water bottle, that's mutter. You can put it into a Kli Sheni too. But it's Mevashel Kedei Klipa, and therefore, if there is no Klipa, so then it's not a problem. There's also a kula in this regard. The fact that Iri is so serious. Let's say your chalent is drying out and needs more water. So you want to add water from the urn to the chalent pot. It's fully cooked. If it's not fully cooked, nothing to do. Can't add hot water because then you're cooking the whatever's not fully cooked. But remember we learned last week. Once it's fully cooked, even the Rambam says there's no more bishul, even though it gets better overnight, what's called the stomach viafalo. Once it's fully cooked, okay, so what do you do? So l'chatchila, the best thing to do is if you can, take the insert of the crock pot and have in mind to put it back, and it's an uncovered fire. We'll get to all of those conditions. And you bring it over to the urn, You open the urn and you let the water go directly from the urn, the Kli Rishon, into the pot. Why? Because that's cooking and that's cooking and it's all good. It's all Kli Rishon. And therefore, that would be mutter as long as it's fully cooked, mutter l'chadchila, to do that. Because Iri Kli Rishon is so serious, but there it ends up being a kuba. Iri Kli Rishon. The Ron points out in Masechet Shabbos, on Daf Chafam and Aleph of the Daf Arif, that everything that we discussed till now, of Mavasho Kedei Klipa, would only apply if there's something solid that is going onto. Because then there is a surface that is going onto. Mavasho Kedei Klipa. What if you're pouring it into a liquid? The Ron says, if it's Irui into a liquid, there's no stable surface area that it's going to hit, right? It all mixes in, so then that would not be Levasha Kedei Klipa. That would at most be cliche, because it's not getting cooked at that surface area. Okay. What else? Oh, this comes up. This is a Shiloh that's asked by many, but many of the poskim talk about it, and that is, so you have a cup of tea. So we're going to talk about how to make tea on Shabbos. What do you usually do? Let's assume, klishlishi, whatever that is, you made your cup of tea in a beautiful, perfect way, according to many days on Shabbos. You want a second cup of tea. So what are you going to do? You're going to take the cup and put it under the urn. One second, there's still a couple of drops left in there. What if you use a cup, like in between, to make it like klishlishi? So that medium cup still has drops. Do I have to worry that now those drops are now cooled off? But I'm going to do now Iri Kli Rishon from the urn into the cup. I have to use a new cup every time, totally dry. Do I have to dry it out? So again, so the Ron says here, no, it's on liquid. But the question is, what if the whole thing is going to end up being Yatzah Ledes, though? That might be more serious. So do I have to worry about that? So this is a big discussion in the postgame. Rav Moshe says, and many others say, we're going to learn about this Bedeshem in part 3. The third topic that we'll talk about, 3 out of 6, will be issues of Bishol Achar Bishol and Afiyah Achar Bishol, Bishol Achar Afiyah. So we're going to see that technically, once something is cooked, it can't be cooked again. Ein Bishol Achar Bishol. And the Ikra did maybe even by liquids. It's a chumrah that were machmer by liquids. But says Rav Moshe, if the drops were cooked already, then they've been cooked before, and it's so little, and it's you don't care about it. Lo ichpas lei, so one does not have to make sure it's fully dry. You shouldn't have like a puddle of water in there. A puddle, if you want to get another cup of tea, you know, and there's a little bit left, just pour that out. But if it doesn't have to be totally dry, the Shevet Halevi says, no, just shake it out and knock on the side of it. Some say that Sis Eliezer writes, it could even be a chumra das in the dekula. You're going to take something to wipe it out. You're not supposed to saturate liquids. You know, and maybe you'll end up squeezing, you know, liquid out of the baguette. So one doesn't have to make themselves crazy as long as you, it's generally not much in there. You know, it is okay. Again, you'll find those that are machmir, but maker, then I think it is okay. Right, it comes up also. Ladling. Let's say you're ladling your soup. Ladling soup. So let's say while you're ladling, put the ladle into the pot. So it's still burning hot as you put it in. But let's say somebody wants seconds in soup. So by this time, maybe it's 10 minutes later, so the liquid on the ladle is not hot anymore. So you have to worry about putting the ladle back into the soup. Right? So again, the same thing. You know, if it was ready, it's already cooked. So we possibly get an eight bishlach, a bishlach, maker, a din. Again, then it's okay. If you washed off the ladle for some reason, and now it's wet with cold water that was never cooked, then I would be more careful to try to make sure it's basically dry. But if it was ready, the liquid in there was already cooked, so then it would be it wouldn't be a problem.
Is that same for Svardim or Shkazim?
For us?
Same by Svardim?
Svardim are generally more makeable by the Bishlach HaBishol, as we'll see. Yeah. But we'll see. We'll talk about it. Well, for certain details, you have certain details, so no. So we'll have to wait. We'll see that better next time. Okay, that's the Iri Kli Rishon. Cliche. So we've gone from Eish to Kli Rishon to Iri Kli Rishon. Klisheni, the Mishnah Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Mem, Klisheni Eino Mavashel. Four words. Klisheni Eino Mavashel. A Klisheni is not Mavashel. What's the definition of a Klisheni? A container into which hot food or liquid was put from a Kli Rishon. It's one step removed. It's another container that was never on the fire. It was directly poured into from a Kli that was on the fire. Why is a Klisheni not Mavashel? It could be just as hot as a Kli Rishon, even hotter, right? So why is it not Mavashel? So Tosfos, Shabbos Daf Mem Amud Beis, Tosfos says, a story that's discussed by many, Defunos Makaros. Defunos Makaros. Its walls are cooling. What does that mean? So the way Ribi and others explain, because right when you put it into the Kli Sheni, it's going in a cooling direction. Because you put it into a cold container, and now the hot that just went in is now going to be cooled off. It doesn't matter the temperature. Kli Rishon Kli Sheni is not defined by temperature what it is, but which way it's going. A Kli Rishon has certain intense heat in its walls, being that it was on the fire, and therefore it's Mavasho. Kli Sheni is not. That's one svar given by Tosfos. Our Sameach in Hilchos Shabbos gives a different svara. Our Sameach in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Tes, connects this to other areas of Halacha, where we find if it's something is too distant from the source, then we don't have to connect it to the source. Something is a grumma de grumma, you know, for, you know, you caused A, which caused B. There's so many steps involved. So Kli Sheni is told us Eish. It's like koach, koach, koko. Give it one bubble kama. Right? It's too far removed to have the act attributed to you, and therefore, you know, it's he relates this to a kalatara kula concept. Whatever the reason is, that's what the Gemara says. Kli Sheni is not Mavasha. Kli Sheni is not Mavasha. And that's why we're Mako, Me'ikar Adin, except by certain things, as we'll see. That's Kli Sheni. There is a Chumrah of the Chazon Ish that maybe you've heard of, Chumrah the Chazon Ish. Generally, the most poskim argue on this Chazon Ish, but the Chazon Ish says a Kli Sheni is only defined as a Kli Sheni if, when you poured into it from a Kli Rishon, the Kli Rishon was not on fire. Meaning, you take the pot off the fire and you pour it into another Kli. That's a Kli Sheni. But if the Kli Rishon is still on the fire when you pour it into the Kli Sheni, so there's a direct connection between the fire and the Kli Sheni, that Kli Sheni is still called a Kli Rishon. Meaning, when you open the urn and you pour it into a cup, according to the Chazon Ish, that cup is a Kli Rishon. Not a Kli Sheni. Because the urn is on the fire. It's connected. And therefore, according to the Chazon Ish, you got to add an extra Kli if you want to get into the Kli Sheni. Because if it was on, it was connected, there's still a direct Chibur. And therefore, you have to push one down. The Shmir Shabbos discusses this Chazon Ish. And again, it seems to work better with Yer Sameach Svar than the Tosfos Svar, but that is a Chumrah of the Chazon Ish. Three exceptions to the rule of Kli Sheni Einim Avashel. Three exceptions to the rule. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch talks about a huge Kli Sheni, a bathtub. If something is a very large Kli Sheni boiling hot, then maybe one... there can be bishul there, even though it is a Kli Sheni. That's in Sifyut Aleph. Shin Yud Ches Sifyut Aleph. Ambati. Pirish Kli Sherochets Bo. Shal Marcha Shimalei Amayim Chamin. Einosu Lamayim Sonein. Shari Machamimon Harbe. Heats it a lot. Doesn't come up that often. Number two. Also, not something that that most assume. The Chayadim as a Chumra. The Chayadim in Klal Chaf. Maybe a Kli Sheni is not Mavashel if it's Yad Soledisbo. But if it's even hotter than Yad Soledisbo, what he calls Yad Nichvesbo, your hand's going to get burned. The Chumrah of Yad Nichvesbo, that's what this is known as. So then, maybe it cooks even in a Kli Sheni. And he has a raya from a Rambam in Hilchos Meiser. Hilchos Meiser. That whether, what's Koveil a Meiser is, we don't have to get into his raya now. But many argue, most argue, and they don't quote this Chumrah. Mishnah Berurah quotes it in one place. But many assume klisheni is not mavashal, and that's not the reason we're going to be mafarin klisheni. The reason we're going to be mafarin klisheni often is number three, and that's based on the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos. The Mishnah says even though generally things don't cook in a klisheni, but some things do. What we call kalei bishul, kuf lamed yud, things that cook easily. Kalei bishul, the Mishnah in Shabbos, kuf mem hey, lists off some types of fish, some types of other things. Thin things. Kali Bishol. What are Kali Bishol? That's a big mystery. What is? We know a few things that for sure are not, but most things we have no idea whether they are or not. And that is why, generally, it's good practice not to put anything into a cliche. Because who knows if it's Kali Bishol, even though Meikar Adin, again, cliche is not Mavashel, but we don't know what Kali Bishol are. So the Uraim already said it. The Uraim wasn't being met. So Tom never been to Tom. We're machmir by all foods unless we know for sure that they are not kali bishul. So water is not kali bishul. Water and machlokas and other liquids. But again, that is why we are machmir by most things. Milk is assumed not to be kali bishul. Right? Coffee issues. Hot chocolate and coffee. All of those. Again, besides the fact that a lot of them are pre-cooked. That's another hetter that we'll get to. But this is the chumrah of kali bishul, and assuming this chumrah, then you'd have to use kli shlishi, which we didn't get to yet. Assuming that's okay, this is kli sheni. Yeah.
If temperature doesn't matter, then why is kali bishul okay?
If temperature doesn't matter, whatever the reason for the heter of kli sheni and avashal is, the Mishnah itself says that some things it doesn't matter, even if it's going in the other direction. So whatever the star is, you know, Pesha Asar or Pesha Hiter. Or Pesha Hiter or Pesha Asar. I should say that way. And therefore, one has to be Machmir in that way. Okay, what about the ladle? What about a ladle? I take my soup out with a ladle from the pot. So what is my bowl called? Is my bowl called a klisheni or a klishlishi? And now we just said, klisheni, we're trying to be Machmir. What if I'm going to use baked croutons? Right, the little soup nuts, the yellow guys, that's deep fried, that's already cooked, and bishalach habishal, as we'll see. But let's say the baked ones, the healthy ones. Right, you have pieces of bread cut up, you want to put that. So we're going to learn about something called bishalach arafia. So how do I look at my bowl? So the pot is a kli rishon. The ladle is something. Right, and then the bowl. So the ladle goes into the pot. The ladle goes into the pot. So the question is, how do we look at it? So this is a machlokas haposkim. Machlokas haposkim. We're almost there. Machlokas haposkim, the Taz and Yaradeya quotes the Maharil. The Taz and Yaradeya quotes the Maharil. In Simin Sadi Beis, Maharil says the ladle is a klishein. Lakula. Unless you leave it in there for 10 minutes so that it steams up like as if it's in the pot. But if you just use the ladle in a normal way, the maril is mako, it's a klisheni, the taz is machmir. The taz assumes, no, it goes into the kli rishon, it goes into the source of heat. It's one of three machmir. Assume that the ladle is a kli rishon, therefore your bowl is a klisheni. So what do we paskin? There seems to be a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yud Chesif Pezayin assumes that we have to treat the ladle as a kli rishon. But elsewhere, in that it's Siv Kadim Memhei, he says, no, the bowl can be a kli shlishi. So how do you put them together? So, Achronim, the Minchas Yisvach as a tshuva, it's a sfeik of the dina, we're not sure. So we'll be machmir by the ladle, but we can be mako by the bowl. So, regarding the ladle, some people like to put, I don't know, they're going to put in noodles, add some spaghetti and put it in the ladle and then serve it. So we're going to treat the ladle as a kli rishon, even though the bowl we're going to treat as a kli shlishi. And therefore, assuming that a kli shlishi is mutter, so then one can put whatever they want into the bowl. Matzah. Right? You're going to break up matzah pieces into soup. As long as the ladle was used, we can assume that the bowl is a kli shlishi. Yeah?
Matzah
was baked. We're going to learn about the difference between bakes and cooking. Okay, moving right along. So now you have the sheet that I gave you in front of you. Now we get to these sources. Yeah?
Are we building on two heterim? One is the ladle, what, or two spigots, sorry, what the ladle is in the fact that you're probably pouring the ladle and whatever liquids in the ladle into the bowl, so it's iri?
It's iri kli, whatever. I mean, if it's a kli rishon, it's iri kli rishon, but we can assume that, you know, that the ladle itself is a kli sheni, so the bowl could be a kli shlishi. That's a word.
Is there
a
iri kli sheni or not possible?
We'll talk about it. Hopefully we'll get there. Okay. There is another chumrah that is quoted by a number of poskim. You have there in front of you now. The Maharshal. The chumrah of Dover Gush. Dover Gush. What was the whole svar we just said about klisheni and mavashel? The walls of the klisheni cool down what's in it. What if you have a solid item that is not affected by the walls? What if you have a boiling hot piece of steak? The walls of the pot aren't affecting that piece of steak. What if you have a potato? A thick, solid substance, davar gush. Due to its density, the heat is retained for a long time. A piece of kugel, if it's a thick piece of kugel, like dense piece of kugel, thick chalent, not watery chalent, thick chalent. So the Marshal writes in the Amphor Shlomo and Chulin, and in source number one, that a davar gush is nachshav a kli rishon. And therefore, if you have a glob of chalent that goes onto your plate, and it is yatso ledesfo, it's ki'ilu, you have a kli rishon on your plate. Because it's not getting, not the svara of funus makaros don't apply here. V'dash ein shayin kli sheni el v'davar ha-mis'arev. Something that gets mixed. Something that's not dense. Avol mechatichas basar o dag o orez. Interesting, he says rice. I guess it's a... They're all together. Shema'arin cham and akadera im hayatzal ledesbo dino kakli rishon. That's the chumra of the Maharshal. Davar gush. The Shach quotes this and says, you know, this the whole svara of Tosfos doesn't apply. Right near it. Akol tali b'tfanos. Imki davar gush na mikiva demikri yavesh lo shayach bo tfanos. So the Shach quotes this Maharshal. The Ramah is mekel. The Ramah in Yeridaya is mekel. He talks about a slab of meat and he does not treat it as a kli rishon. So this is a chumrah that lechatchila, you know, what one should try to be machmir for. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Hilchas Pesach, in Hilchas Shabbos. Right, we try to be machmir. I gave it to you in Hilchas Pesach in source number four, but we try to be machmir in this regard, making sure that the davar gush item, which could be next to a kli rishon, is not next to something that is uncooked on my plate. Again, if it's in sauce and it's pretty liquidy, so then you would say it's connected to the kli sheni, and therefore it's not a davar gush. But again, where does this come up? Right? Chalent and coleslaw on the same plate. Forget irui. So let's say you took chalent first, so it's sitting there. Then you can take coleslaw. You should have a mechitza. You should have a mechitza between the chalent and the salad, and the, you know, unless, if it's not yet, so let this one talk about it. How yet, so let this go. So in camp, every camp, everybody likes to have, like, you know, you have sandwiches in camp. You have bread. You have, like, a chalent and a deli and the coleslaw. By the time you get it, it's not boiling hot. It's been sitting on the table for a while. Right? But as long as things are not yet soledes, we're going to talk about it. But if something is mamish yat soledes and it's thick, it's not liquidy, then this is a chumrah of the Marshal, davar gush, and therefore one should be careful. There's some Zalman assumes for a number of reasons that one doesn't have to be so makpid about the chalent going onto the salad. Shlomo Zalman says, it's source number 9, turning over. Lo nichale, lo miskaven, it's makalka a little bit, it's misasi a little bit. So for a couple of reasons, one doesn't have to be so makpid. But again, it's something to think about if one can. Where else might it come up? Again, a hamburger, a steak, or anything solid should not be one of pickles. Pickles are not cooked. So I should be careful about putting a pickle or touching a pickle with something that is boiling hot solid that could cook it. Yeah.
If we assume that a ladle by soup, let's say, is a rishon, would there be a problem with let's say you finish taking one ladleful, you want to take a second ladleful?
No, I don't think we have to be mad with those so much. You can put the ladle back in. It's fine. You can put the ladle back in. Okay. Margarine, using margarine in some type of cooked item, putting it on a baked potato that ever comes up on Shabbos, that could also be something. Okay, next, Iri Klisheni. So, Pasha, the Shulchan Aruch says that's called Klishlishi. The Iri Chumra of Kli Rishon might only be like Kli Rishon, but not for Kli Shei. Kli Shlishi. Kli Shlishi is not mentioned in Chas. Nothing about Kli Rishon is mentioned in Tasa. Kli Shei is mentioned as Mutter, but Kali Bishol. Kli Shlishi is nowhere in Chas. Why? Why? What does this tell us about Kli Shlishi? The fact that it's not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. So many poskim say, because there's no difference between a Kli Shei and a Kli Shlishi. And whatever chumras you have by Kli Shei, you also have by Kli Shlishi. Doesn't mention it because it doesn't make a difference. If Kli Shei is not Mavashel, then Kli Shlishi is for sure not Mavashel. But if Kli Shei is Mavashel, then you have to assume that a Kli Shlishi could also be Mavashel. The Chazon Ish, the Chazam Sofer, right? There's no evidence for a Chilik. So Kali Bishol are also also to put into a Kli Shlishi if it's Yasol Ledesbo. Even though often it's not Yasol Ledesbo anymore in Kli Shlishi. But that is the Chumra. But this is one of those Psakim of Rav Moshe that changed the world, or shake the world. Rav Moshe says, you know why it's not in the Gemara? Because it's totally Mutter. And a Kli Shei is not Lavashal anything. That's Rav Moshe and Aruch Chaim, Dalet Ayin Dalet. I gave it to you there. In give you the Chazon Ish of the Chumra and the Aruch HaShulchan, which is Mahur, he was Machmir. But Rav Moshe, in source 16, Lania Daiti Lo Nira Kla Lomar Di Kedvarm Shev Bashlam B'Kli Shlishi. I find it hard to believe. Lo Matzinu Alam Shev B'Kli Sheini Yish Dvarm Shev Bashlam B'Kli Shlishi Lo Matzinu. And even though you see steam coming up, no, no Raya. No Raya, and therefore, Moshe's Mekel, and that's what the minhag of many people are. Again, if one wants to be Machmir for tea, so you make tea scents before Shabbos, and you cooked it before Shabbos, and you heat it up, and you maybe keep it on the urn, and you keep it warm, and as long as it's still warm, we'll learn there's no cooking. Okay, but if one doesn't do that, no, you have Rav Moshe. Kli Shlishi is Amavashel, and therefore Kli Shlishi is Amavashel, and therefore anything in the Kli Shlishi. Again, T is the big one. T is the big one. I think the Rav Shachter in the Nefesh HaRav, he quotes that the Rav quoted from Rav Chaim. The Rav Chaim felt that T was not Kali Bishol. T leaves. Tea leaves. He quotes that the Mishnah Berurah quotes to be machmer by tea, even in the klisheni. Rabbeinu Amar Bezel Lashon. Hasabesh Sheli, I am a doctor by mitzvahs. By mishtabesh b'sakiot tei b'klisheni. Okay. Vafu you know achra b'halakah ozeh. So you have a mesorah in the family that tea leaves are not kali bishul, and one could rely on that. Again, many poskim are machmer in this regard. Fine. What else can we talk about? We mentioned before cooking in the sun is mutter. What does that do with me? I'm not cooking in the sun. What about a microwave? What about a microwave? Rashi says cooking in the sun is mutter because ain't derech bishul b'kach. That's the language of Rashi. Cooking in the sun. Rashi lama tesam an aleph. Ain't derech bishul b'kach, and therefore it is it's not bishul. What happens if it ever becomes derech bishul, cooking in the sun? Is ain't derech bishul means people don't do it, or inherently it's not the definition of bishul? What if a non-fire type of cooking becomes very common? Rav Moshe Feinstein talks about the microwaves when they first came out. Then he says, I'm sure that in a certain number of years, everybody's going to have a microwave. It was just coming out. But he realized the... But a microwave does not heat with fire. It heats the item like from within the item itself. That's why you can take out something from the microwave and part of it can be boiling hot and part of it can be freezing. Right? Because it doesn't cook in a normal way. So it could be that there's no bishul d'oraisa when it comes to a microwave, and therefore if you have a choice for a cholah, for something, you know, in every area of halacha, you have to look at bishul. Major machlokas poskim, is there bishul akum when it comes to microwaves? Some poskim say, no problem, just use the microwave, because it's not called bishul. Others say, no, that's the normal way of bishul cooking nowadays. But again, that is a big discussion about microwaves. Dud shemesh is the other big discussion. Is that shemesh? Is that not? But that is a couple of other sources of heat. Okay, this takes us through part two. Any questions on that? Better show next time. We get into part three of six, issues of reheating. Bishul achar bishul, bishul achar fia. That'll be the third and final bishul daraisa topic. Right, three parts of the Bishul D'Oraisa, then we'll get to Bishul D'Rabbanan, Shehiya, Hafazara, Hatmana, as we will talk about those issues. Okay?